When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You're listening to the Auburn Express.
What's up in War Eagle, War Report family? It's your guy Ike Jones back with another morning drop. And today we are going to continue to talk about the momentum that Auburn has right now in the transfer portal. Let's talk about it. Y'all know how we do right here, War Report style. Let's drop it on them.
You are now listening to The War Report.
Morning drop. It is Tuesday, April the 22nd. Ike Jones in here talking a little bit more about Auburn football. Hopefully everyone is having a great morning. You already know, listen, this isn't breaking news, but we're just getting into the information here so that you guys are abreast of what's going on. Auburn has landed another couple of commits. And we're here to talk about all of the momentum going on with the transfer portal into Auburn football. There have been some guys that have entered the transfer portal. We'll talk a little bit more about those on the Wednesday show on the Midweek Report. But we're here to talk about the guys that have been added to the portal thus far. And we'll start that. Now, of course, we already talked yesterday about Philip Blitty, who is now a part of the Auburn Tigers football team. But now, a guy that Auburn went after pretty heavily. And listen, when I talked yesterday, I said Auburn was not going to be done in the defensive line because they needed a guy that could be right there in the middle of that defensive unit. And they went after heavily when he entered the transfer portal the first time out of Texas A&M, and that is Isaiah Rakes. He initially committed back in January at the start of the spring to USC and then re-entered the transfer portal after the spring and is now committed to the Auburn Tigers coming up here this summer going into the fall. Now, of course, he has the relationship with the defensive coordinator from his time at Texas A&M, DJ Durkin. And, you know, I thought once Durkin got hired that Auburn had a good chance of being able to get him over into the fold. And now it is time for that. So let's just take a look at the new defensive lineman, interior defensive lineman, Isaiah Rakes. He is a guy that, again, comes over from Texas A&M / USC, 6'2", 320 pounds. And this is the size profile that I'm talking about for an interior defensive lineman that can really play in that nose tackle position and be able to play multiple spots along the interior defensive line that will be able to really rotate in there with the likes of Jason Jones and Quintrell Jameson Travis and Trill Carter, right? Like, you've got a guy now who really can solidify that interior defensive line for you. Again, he is a former four-star out of New Jersey, and I think that this is a really good pickup for the Auburn Tigers right now. He's a guy who's going to pay dividends for this team this season. He's got SEC experience, not a ton of SEC experience as far as snaps, and we'll get over into his snaps and everything, but he's a guy that understands the system that DJ Durkin wants to run because he's been through that whole process, and he's a guy that, again, has played in the SEC and kind of understands what it is to be in that caliber of environment with those types of players. So this is a big pickup for the Auburn Tigers. Coach Vontrell King Williams, again, is out here doing his job when they get those guys on campus of making them believe. And, you know, I was very high on him. A lot of the players very high on his ability to really coach the position because these young men really want to be put in a position where they can be shown to have progress throughout their collegiate career and make that move on to the NFL. And Vontrell King Williams is doing a really good job of being able to sell that to players. And so it's looking really good from that standpoint. This is a great addition. Again, let's go over here and kind of take a look at what he's done so far. 255 snaps. This is all from last season. He had 10 total tackles on the season and 2 sacks. Again, that's not like the most eye-popping stats in the world, but he is a guy I think that is going to be able to pay some dividends for this team coming up into the next season. When you look at the grading for him, he's a guy that played well along the interior defensive front in those snaps, 72.3 defensive grade. His run defense, this is a big thing. Again, I talked about interior defensive linemen that needs to be able to occupy the blockers there, taking up space. He's a space eater kind of guy, or be able to disengage and be able to be penetrating against the run there in the interior, 77.3. Now, the number that's going to look bad for you, and really it's going to look bad for both of these guys, is the tackling number. It's great on tackling, 59.6. Something, you know, as we get into the tape, which I do, Green Name Gang has some tape on him, so wait until we get into that. We get into the tape, we'll be able to take a look at maybe some of the things that he needs to do to improve there. And then from a pass rush, decent interior pass rush guy, 60.9. But again, the front seven is something DJ Durkin has done really well with, and it starts with good interior defensive line play to be able to get the motion of those linebackers freed up to fly around. We've got some speedy downhill fly around type linebackers. This is the kind of guy that you want in front of those guys to be able to produce, and it helps you to bring along more slowly some of the guys that haven't had a lot of playing time, you know, so this is a very solid pickup for Auburn, and this is a guy that I expect to pay good dividends. The other space that we talked about that Auburn needed to be able to make some headway was in the exterior linebacker position. Being able to get out there and get a true pass rusher, a guy that just can go get after the passer. And I think that Auburn was able to do that. Later on in the day, you get a commitment from Kieron Crawford. He is the transfer from Arkansas State, 6'4", 243-pound defensive end, former three-star defensive end from Eads, Tennessee. So this is a guy who has some speed and some ability to go out there and really impact games as far as his ability to go and make the quarterbacks feel a little nervous out there. This is going to fit really well into this defensive unit and give you some more rotational guys. Listen, Jalen McLeod is the guy, right? But he needs some more depth behind him, and you're going to get that. Now, it's not an SEC depth piece like it was with Rakes, but this is going to be a solid piece to be able to bring in and develop and get some time to be able to actually allow you some time for your freshmen to develop in that room. You've got a lot of guys who are on the interior that could go play on the exterior out there. This is a good pickup for this team. I am looking forward to seeing how he translates his game over into the next level. And again, this is a guy that we're going to be able to go in and watch some tape on. When we look at the statistics for him, 611 snaps last season, 39 total tackles for that young man. And he had 7 sacks last season. So again, this is a guy who's going out there and he's really getting after the passer, man. When you look at the PFF grades for him, 68.5 on the on the total defensive grade. Rush defense was 61.7. Again, I told you that tackling number is not going to look good. So this is something that I'm going to want to go take a look at his tape, 47.8. But then his pass rush grade, this is the one that's important for, I think, what he's going to be used for is a sub package guy on those notorious third and Auburn situations to be able to go out there and really apply pressure, 74.7 for him. So Kieron Crawford, another addition out of the transfer portal, a solid pickup. One, I don't know that it's going to be as eye-popping, but he's going to be someone who is going to be useful for this Auburn team to be able to go out there and have more rotational depth, which is what you're really looking for during this second portal period. So looking forward to seeing how he acclimates himself to the SEC. We want to look big picture for this a little bit and talk about kind of some of the things that are potentially going to be out there. But before we do, as always, we got to give a quick shout out to the good folks at Rogue Shop, rogueshop.com. Using code RAPPORT, you can go there and experience America's number one online dispensary for sleep, stress, pain, anxiety. You've got a relief right there, a remedy at the Rogue Shop. Make sure you head over there, rogueshop.com. Use code RAPPORT when you do. That tells them the guys at the War Report sent you over there.
War Report family, you are listening to The Morning Drop, where we talk about the most recent and relevant Auburn sports news. We broadcast live from the War Report's YouTube channel on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central Time. You're welcome to come watch it live, but the live chat is reserved for our YouTube channel members only. So come on by. Become a member and get active in the best Auburn sports community on the webs. We'll be right back after we pay a couple bills. Drop! Thanks for sticking around through the ad break. Now here's the rest of your morning drop.
If you got any anxiety about what Auburn football is going to be looking like, then listen, man. Look, we got a little reprieve for you right now. Coach Freeze and his staff have been cooking up some really good things, and I like what is happening as far as the momentum. You know, people weren't really seeing a lot of pressure being applied by this team, but I think that they really took their time and found some pieces that are going to work well for this defensive line, and this is probably the unit that is the most needing right now. You could go out there and you can go get some transfer wide receivers. I don't know that that's a big need, but it is a need for this team, and I expect that to be the next thing that the team addresses is going to be the wide receiver position. But the most pressing need for this team was absolutely interior defensive line. And then with the departure of Brenton Williams, trying to get more people in the room to be able to play that exterior pass rush position. So the buck room is looking a little bit more stout. The defensive line room is looking a little bit more stout. Now Auburn just needs to sharpen the players that are in that room. We looked a little bit yesterday at the room in totality and kind of how things stacked up. And we'll take a look at that room again today. And now you add on Isaiah Rakes to this room, and you've got some sizable guys there on the interior to be able to play multiple guys and rotate. This allows Coach Hugh Freeze to do the thing that he said he was worried about doing last season. If these guys play up to their potential, he can go out there and play with some speed on offense. And I think that that benefits the offense and Peyton Thorne a lot, the run game a lot. When you can run tempo, I think it allows you to be able to play to the strengths of what this team is able to do, which is create mismatches by making sure that the other team is scrambling and keeping the same defense out there on the field, not allowing them to change the looks or even change the personnel quickly so that you can take advantage of some of the mismatches that you've created. You have tempo now that you can run because you have some solidified guys here along the defensive front. Now, I don't know how well these guys are going to perform, but I do know that you have more depth now, and depth that I think that the defensive coordinator, again, DJ Durkin, with his familiarity with Rakes, bringing him in there, and with what players are saying about the ability of the defensive line coach and Josh Aldridge. Don't let me gloss over the fact that he's going to be helping with those exterior pass rush guys out there in the buck position. What you're going to be able to put together with that four front that's going to be out there with the three down presented with the four outside, the fourth outside guy. What you're going to be able to do with that and the entire front seven, that's going to allow you, because of the depth now that's been developed through the transfer portal, to be able to be more confident to go out there and run your tempo offense. And so that bodes well for Auburn going into next season because the offense, I think, needs to have that injection of that boost of speed to be able to help it play better. But I love these pickups for Auburn, and I really, really want to hear what you guys think about this. Is this enough? Has Auburn upgraded themselves enough to be able to realistically compete in the SEC this season? I still don't know that this is a championship roster, but it is a roster, I think, that has now raised what the floor of this group could potentially be, because my biggest concerns for this team was, how are we going to stop the run? How are you going to get after the passer? Because you need some time to bring along some of these guys in the secondary that have a tremendous amount of talent but aren't necessarily as sticky as a DJ James or a Nehemiah Pritchett, or really a guy that you lost in the transfer portal as a J.D. Rim. Like, you really needed some ability to go into some zone on the back end so that those guys can have eyes on the quarterback. And if you get the right guys up front, creating pressure, putting them in situations where they're going to be in third and long on offense, then you can really get yourself in a situation where you can start to be more advantageous and more opportunistic as a defense. So looking forward to seeing the progress of these guys along the defensive line. Really excited about some of the young pieces and excited about the transfer portal pickups, because this is really what DJ Durkin wants to be able to do is have a stout defensive line and be able to allow his guys to get flying downhill and again, get some speed rushers on the outside to really make it uncomfortable for the quarterback. And I think that they've accomplished both of those things this week with the addition of Blitty, Isaiah Rakes, and now with the addition of Crawford as well. But I want to hear you all's opinions because, of course, you all have some very excellent opinions about things that you think need to be happening with this team. Where does Auburn need to go next in the transfer portal, and who are the guys that you are most excited about potentially getting onto this team? And what of these three guys between Blitty, Crawford, and Rakes are you most excited about them securing the commitment from? Want to hear all of those things right down there in the comment section. Before you get out of here, please do the necessary by sharing the video. Again, this video is brought to you by the good folks at the Rogue Shop. Make sure you head over there. But share the video, like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and make sure that somebody knows what's going on. Green Name Gang, I'm back at you later on. Today, we will get into some more film, but y'all make sure you have your notifications on for that. I'm out of here until the next time, and as always, War Eagle.